From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. The 33 mine workers who spent 69 days underground are undergoing medical care and preparing to reunite with their families. The last miner was pulled to safety less than an hour ago and less than 2 days since the rescue operation began. The success story adds to what Chilean President Sebastián Piñera calls a difficult yet proud year for his nation.
We have had to face so many adversities. The earthquake, which was a huge one, a devastating one. Now, this rescue effort, which has been an inspiring experience.
Chile's health minister says some of the workers should be able to leave the hospital on Thursday. The Chilean mine saga has generated worldwide attention, including the White House. NPR PR's Ari Shapiro reports that President Obama is applauding the Chilean rescue team and those who aided them.
President Obama said it was inspiring to watch the first miner embrace his young son after coming up from more than 2,000 feet underground. Speaking in the White House Rose Garden, he said that family's tears reflected the relief and joy of people everywhere.
Let me also commend so many people of goodwill, not only in Chile, but also from the United States and around the world who are lending a hand in this rescue effort. From the NASA team that helped design the escape vehicle to American companies that manufactured and delivered parts of the rescue drill to the American engineer who flew in from Afghanistan to operate the drill.
Mr. Obama called the rescue a tribute to the unity and resolve of the Chilean people who have inspired the world. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
U.S. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says abruptly ending the military's don't ask, don't tell policy would disrupt U.S. forces. NPR's Rachel Martin reports that Gates made the comments a day after a federal judge ordered the military to stop enforcing the policy.
The ruling is supposed to bring a stop to any investigations or pending discharges under Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But Secretary of Defense Robert Gates told reporters that he thinks the law should be repealed by Congress and only after the Pentagon has completed its own review of the effects of repealing the 17-year-old policy. A spokesman for the Pentagon says it's still unclear what impact, if any, the injunction will have on pending cases. The White House, meanwhile, says that the best way to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell isn't through the courts, but through Congress. Spokesman Robert Gibbs said, quote, time is running out and that it's not a question of whether the policy will end, but how. If the Justice Department appeals, that means the Obama administration would be defending the very policy it's trying to overturn. Rachel Martin, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. earnings reports in a weak dollar boost shares on Asian markets. Stocks are higher in Hong Kong, Tokyo, and Shanghai. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 75 points. This is NPR News. In the wake of a new EPA decision, the gasoline you buy may soon contain more ethanol. NPR's Jeff Brady says the federal agency is allowing up to 15% ethanol in gasoline, but only for cars made after 2007.
Currently, gasoline has up to 10% ethanol, but backers want to boost that. The EPA granted their request, but only for cars built in the last 3 years. A decision on 2000 to 2006 cars is expected later this year. The agency has barred the higher ethanol concentrations for cars made before 2000. Speaking during a conference call, EPA Assistant Administrator Gina McCarthy says there's concern 15% ethanol could damage parts of those engines.
We have questions about whether E15 will be compatible, and that's why we need additional test results.
It could take months before the new fuel starts showing up at stations, and once it does, it'll be labeled so drivers with older cars don't use it. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The U.S. Departments of Defense and Homeland Security are joining efforts to protect the nation's computer networks. Defense Secretary Robert Gates says cyber analysts from both departments will work with a civil liberties and legal support team from defense. He says the goal is to coordinate a response to a cyber emergency and ensure that the Defense Department and Homeland Security are communicating effectively. A group of investors trying to recoup their losses from the downturn in the mortgage industry has suffered a setback. But a judge in New York rejected the plaintiff's lawsuit against Countrywide Financial because 25% of their investors hadn't signed on to the case as required. The investors are trying to get Countrywide to buy back modified home loans. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.